gloves.
United States Army.
All right, all right. Superman, that would have been a real good one. That would have been a good one if we would have had Superman versus US Army. That would have been funny.
Or Superman versus Kratos.
That would have been fire.
That would have been fire. That would have been fire.
But then, come on, the thing is, Goku. Superman's only weakness is kryptonite, though. So
right. All right, versus.
Oh, yeah. I need Goku.
Versus. Oh, my God, you called it. Superman was. Oh my God! He called it.
No.
He called it. Oh my God! He actually called it.
So, ooh, that's ooh.
What form are we giving Goku? What form are we giving Goku?
It's Goku. We can do anything. Ultra Instinct.
He
need everything. Ultra Instinct Goku versus what's it called? Superman. No, you can't hit him. Superman can't touch him.
I feel like Goku wouldn't be able to use kryptonite against Superman. Even if Goku had kryptonite, he'd be like, I want a fair fight, and then throw the kryptonite
right
away.
Right? Yeah, now think about it. Just the way Goku would.
Superman has super strength and can fly, but he doesn't have no Kamehameha. He can do intra transmission.
Yeah, that's true.
But he has a heat
Goku
vision.
Goku has so many more. But, bro, Goku can just throw a Kamehameha back.
Piccolo used to have heat vision, like in the original Dragon Ball, and Goku fought against that pretty fast.
Feel me? So, yeah, he's used to that. But he played against Frieza. He fought Frieza with them laser beams.
Oh, yeah.
And all I'm saying is that was like OG Dragon Ball.
This man done
Goku could dodge that.
This man done survived Vegeta. He didn't survive Frieza.
He was already faster than light before he fought Raditz.
Superman.
Dang,
I'm giving that to Goku.
I'm sorry, Superman.
Superman, but he's going to find a way to kill you. He's going to really...
Sorry, like...
I think Superman beats Z Goku, though. I think not.
Oh, yeah, he beats Z Goku.
Wait, we're talking about...
Now, if you go Kaioken, I feel like he might low-key heat up a little bit.
I feel like Super Saiyan God is what it would take to beat Superman. I think that's all.
Nah, Goku at his prime, and just Super Saiyan is frying him.
Well, but also, I feel like it also depends on what Superman, because it's mad Superman.
Actually, nah, turn him into Power Goku... Base versus Superman, I'm still giving that
all
to
I'm saying is a Super Saiyan multiplier is times 50. I think Super Saiyan God could take Superman because the Super Saiyan God multiplier is unlike times 50 times 80 million. So,
no,
you don't even exactly.
You don't even got
a power level is already
just
like
him
a million.
Look, if we're just doing Super
straight,
Saiyan, that's 10
million,
even
we'll
more than a million.
Let's take away all our powers, everything, right? Are we doing straight hands, bro?
Goku's
still winning.
Yeah, he's a martial artist.
Goku's still winning.
I think that's the biggest thing Goku has.
He has martial
Superman,
art.
Realistically,
yeah.
Superman relies only on strength.
Bro, like,
Goku doesn't rely only
technique.
On strength.
Like,
even
like,
if they
like,
matched each other perfectly evenly in strength, Goku would body him.
Because he has that, bro.
Superman
if,
has been so crippled by the fact
like,
that he can just one-tap everybody. He hasn't
bro,
really learned to fight against equal opponents.
If it's just like straight...
Goku has been fighting against stronger opponents than
if it's Superman... No weapons. I mean, no super strength. Just straight up, like, bro, like, Goku's winning that, regardless.
I think
I got Goku all the way.
Yeah,
because
the thing with Superman is he's so crippled by the fact that he's so strong, he's never fought an even fight in his life. Goku has been fighting people stronger than him ever since he
ever,
was a kid.
Ever since, right?
Even if Superman had the original advantage, Goku, I think. Because Saiyans rise to their opponent while they're fighting.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you beat them, they get
If you
stronger.
Beat them, you're going to get stronger.
Yeah.
So let's say Goku even had one Senzu Bean.
Oh, no. It's over.
All right. But I feel like that's
Superman.
Like healing. Like if Superman got like, treatment by a nurse, same thing.
Yeah.
You know what I
mean? Yeah, that's valid.
But at the same time, Senzu Beans go crazy. Like,
Senzu Beans go stupid.
You eat Senzu Bean and you're at full
Senzu
health.
Senzu Beans.
That man just wasted his all
so
energy
bad.
Beating you up.
Bro, they go stupid. They go dumb. Stupid.
I feel like
Superman would have the power, but he wouldn't be able to think. He doesn't have any martial arts experience, and then Goku mastered UI, which is mastered martial arts in your subconscious.
Right? Like, bro, don't even gotta think, bro, just move.
I think he beats him as soon as he goes Super
you think,
Saiyan God.
You guys know humans can go Ultra Instinct?
Yeah.
You just gotta be like,
gotta really just,
you gotta be like mentally there.
Spider-Man
like,
kinda has Ultra Instinct.
Yeah. Spidey Sense.
Spidey Sense,
yeah. Bruh. Well,
all my life, I'm trying to figure out. All right, I need one more.
All right, one more spin?
I don't know. It's
I
hard
got
to
you.
Beat Goku versus Superman.
Yeah, Goku versus Superman is like...
Oh, yeah, it's clips.
Yeah.
Who's next? Who's
I'm
next? Who's next?
We even got that.
I
don't know you
scared
that well.
I don't. Oh, my fault. We could skip him. It's because y'all don't know him, and I feel like it won't be a good debate. Aquaman.
All right, this already sounds whack. This man gonna throw fish at me. I'm just clapping.
What he gonna do? Throw water on me? Like,
forget his little trident. I don't care about that.
This is overkill. This is overkill. Is
that's
it?
Unfair.
Who is it?
This is the Hulk.
Oh, nah. He.
What are you?
Nah, he might drown him though. Aqua make him drown him.
All I'm saying is Aqua.
Isn't Hulk immortal?
No.
No.
What?
Hulk's immortal.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No,
he can't die.
He can't die. He's literally too mad to die. When he dies, he like enters his subconscious state and then gets so mad he gets back to life.
But if he's drowning, if Aquaman take that man to the bottom of the ocean, you're not living.
I feel like Aquaman,
Hulk can breathe underwater.
Aquaman would throw a fish at him.
Can Hulk breathe underwater?
Yeah.
Fact check that real quick.
I feel like Aquaman would throw a fish at him and then the Hulk would get unreasonably mad that he got slapped with a fish and then just one tap him. Like, he would be like, this is all slimy, why would you do that? And then just, boom.
Nah, because Aquaman, I ain't gonna lie, in the game Injustice, that boy tape, nice. He got that little trident on him.
It depends on you got Aquaman. That. If it's the OG Aquaman, it's no chance. It's no chance if it's the first Aquaman.
What do you
if
mean?
It's the first Aquaman can't even, like, control water.
He can't even control
the
water?
The Hulk can breathe underwater.
Oh,
oh yeah.
The Hulk can breathe underwater. It's over.
Yeah,
it's over.
It's over.
It's over.
Yeah,
it says he can breathe underwater. Highlighted. It's over.
Nah, cause I feel like Aquaman though, bro. You never Aquaman. Yeah, underestimating that man. You don't hear too much about him in the comics.
Like,
you feel me?
Like he can.
But at the same time, Hulk got so many different rage forms
and abilities. Like,
and they're like a metal Hulk. Like, bro, like.
Bro, what Aquaman gonna do? Slap him with
a
salmon?
Bro, I guess like call some fish. Like call a ball.
But he has. He can control the water though. So if he stays in the water, Hulk can't get to him.
Yes, he can. Hulk could clap that water out of the way.
Bro, but you gotta realize, the whole ocean, no.
The Hulk could drink
water. We don't know how far the ocean is.
Oh, exactly.
That could be like an internal
you know
prison.
How far down that is?
That's like
but
an
the
internal
is,
prison.
There's no way he's clapping everything.
Who would survive under the water pressure first? Hulk? Because look at...
Aquaman.
He can breathe.
But
like,
no,
if Aquaman controls water, how is he going to die of water?
Strength and massive size, Hulk is also able to withstand enormous amounts of water pressure, and as a result, he's been seen on the ocean floor.
Aquaman can make the...
Hulk would just swim after him, like Michael Phillips on crack, and then just... <after him. laughs>
Michael Phillips, bro, is crazy. Yo, it really...
Damn, it's time already.
Bro, I feel like it's really like a matter of circumstances. Like, who's outlasting? Who?
I'll give it to Hulk with the argument that Noah put up. That's a very good argument, and that's a fact check. That the fact that this man walks on the ocean floor. I don't care if you control water. He's gonna be
just
that's
picture deep. This in your head. Aquaman swimming away for his life, and then the Hulk just stomping towards him into the water.
Like, that much water pressure
and
is
gotta,
crazy.
And you gotta think how tall the Hulk is.
Hulk's gonna be like, you gave me a UTI.
Wait, but doesn't the Hulk also turn back into the regular dude?
Only if he calms down, but
exactly.
That's
if he's calm in the ocean, it's over.
Bro,
think about that.
He's not gonna be calm in the ocean.
He's not gonna be calm
But he's never gonna beef with Aquaman either. So why would he be calm? Why would he be mad?
Aquaman slapped him with a salmon.
Aquaman did something dumb.
Oh, well, now Hulk began mad
Aquaman
easy.
Aquaman bagged his girl.
Right? Like, you know how fast, like,
Aquaman
he began tight. Like,
who's his? Oh, no, his girl was tight bad.
Aquaman bagged his girl.
That's
how it started.
Hulk had that shorty.
I'm not gonna lie, man.
That was my little kid crush.
Nah, bro, I'm not gonna lie, bro. It's tape over. You got in trouble. You got in trouble. Hold on. But, like... Yo,
it's not even
cool. It wasn't Megan Fox. That's Transformers.
I don't even remember who. Betty Brant.
I'm sorry.
I think it's Betty Brant.
Aquaman
name is like Betty
would throw
Brant
a shark at the Hulk, and then the Hulk would pick up the
it's
shark
over.
By the tail and start using
it
as a
it's
weapon.
It's over. But, like, as
the
of
Hulk,
right now.
The Hulk would literally grab a shark and use it as a hammer.
Yeah, I'd probably break
nah,
out the.
Tight.
If a shark tried to eat him, probably just
bro,
break
I'm
out.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. If Hulk's going against people like Thor.
Hulk versus Thor.
Thor's losing. I mean, Thor's winning. I'm giving that to Thor. I'm sorry.
Really? You're not
Thor? Boy.
But like, bro, have you never seen him and Hulk
have
fight,
you?
Bro? They be going at it.
I know. Them like, they're too heavy.
They really.
That's,
I'm
going to lie.
That's like Shaq and Yao Ming going at it.
Right.
Be, that's
right.
Two heavyweights.
Feel me?
I'm pretty sure Hulk has lifted Thor's hammer in the comics.
Nah.
No way. It's literally in the comic. It's just Captain America.
Wait.
You have to be worthy of it. Hulk not worthy. He a mad ass mug.
Has Hulk
ever lifted Mjolnir?
Picked up Thor's hammer? No.
Click on that one.
I really don't.
He is unable to lift the hammer.
Remember, because they tried to do that in the.
In my brain, what's it called?
Unworthy.
I remember a comic scene where he like lifted it up for like a split second before. Because the way the hammer works, it increases mass every second you hold it. So I feel like he might be able to get that first.
Wait, as of right now, I'm sorry, I just want to say, we're at 5:59. We're ending our show right now. We hope that you had a great time listening to us. Thank you very much.
Shout out WJXC and Waveform for making this programming possible. Catch us this week and every week on WJXC.
We will. Peace
out.
Yeah, weird. We'll see y'all next week.
Turn my headphone down a little bit. Yeah. How much money you got? How much money you got? How much money you got? Screw up. How much money you got? A lot. How much money you got? A lot. How many problems you got? A lot. How many people done doubted? A lot. Left you out to rot? A lot. How many predators you flaunt? A lot. How many lawyers you got? A lot. How many times you got?